I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, June 5th. Well, the deadline for the city of Quincy to decide if it wants to purchase the former Eastern Nazarene College property is a week from Monday. June 15th was set as a deadline when the city entered into an agreement to purchase the former school for $21 million. The city council is currently debating whether or not to approve that purchase. During a recent interview with Mayor Thomas Koch, Quincy Commissioner of Natural Resources Dave Murphy said the purchase of the former college would be an investment in the future of the city. Murphy outlined a plan to immediately sell 12 houses and 4 vacant parcels of land currently owned by ENC to help offset the cost. Additional funding would come from the Community Preservation Fund and other sources that the mayor says would further reduce the cost of the purchase. Some councilors say they are reluctant to add to the city's debt burden. The water at Wollaston Beach in Quincy was safe for swimming for 91% of the time that it was tested last year. Save the Harbor, Save the Bay released the results of its annual beach water testing program recently and showed that Wollaston had acceptable levels of bacteria in the water for 91% of the time that it was tested weekly between Memorial Day and Labor Day last year. From 2022 to 2024, Wollaston water tested safe for swimming 88% of the time, and the 6-year average water quality rating at Wollaston beginning in 2020 was 87%. The program tests the water at 16 state-run beaches from Nahant to Nantasket on a weekly basis between Memorial Day and Labor Day every year. The signs are posted warning people to swim at their own risk when the water is unsafe for swimming. The water at Wollaston is tested safe for swimming this week as well. Water at the city-run beaches is tested weekly by the Quincy Health Department. Those results are not yet available. Karen Reed has filed a lawsuit against the state and Canton police departments, citing a culture of bias and corruption that led to her being charged in connection with her Boston police officer boyfriend's death. The suit filed yesterday in Bristol County Superior Court argues that Reed's acquittal last June revealed an embedded culture of bigotry, misogyny, systemic failures, and institutional rot at the very core of both organizations. It alleges that the town of Canton and the police department were negligent in the hiring, training, and supervision of officers. Reed was found not guilty of John O'Keefe's murder at her second trial last year. Her first trial ended in a mistrial. The town of Canton also issued a statement saying it has not yet been served with the lawsuit and only learned about it through the news media and the press release issued by Reed's legal team. News of the lawsuit comes a day after it was announced that Sean Good, the former Canton police sergeant, had submitted his resignation from the department amid an ongoing internal affairs investigation into his alleged misconduct. He had been placed on paid leave in October of last year, but officials have not shared details on the nature of his misconduct. Michael Proctor, the state police lieutenant who led the investigation into O'Keefe's death, was fired last year for his handling of the Reed case. In his testimony during the first Reed trial, he acknowledged sending offensive texts about Reed to his friends, family members, and fellow state police troopers during the investigation. The complaint filed yesterday devotes dozens of pages to Proctor and Good, citing texts, recordings, and other communications that it says demonstrate racist, sexist, and other derogatory remarks. Reed argues those materials show both men were unfit to participate in the investigation and that their conduct reflected broader failures in oversight by state and local law enforcement officials. The House approved a proposal yesterday that would enable Massachusetts bars to push their last call to as late as 3 a.m. this summer with local approval, and the Senate seems poised to follow suit. The House gave the bill initial approval on Wednesday and voted 147-0 yesterday to adopt a new version of the bill before sending it to the Senate. If it clears the Senate and is signed into law, the bill would take effect this Monday. It expire on July 31st and enable bars to push last call to 3 a.m., subject to approval of the local licensing authority. The bill states that it would permit on-premise alcoholic beverage sales for one additional hour beyond the time set forth in the establishment's license, but not to exceed 3 a.m. Municipalities would be able to create social consumption districts during that period, spaces in which alcoholic beverages are permitted to be consumed in public spaces, subject to such restrictions as the city or town may deem appropriate. Establishments selling alcohol would be able to sell it for off-premise consumption within the districts. Governor Healey has backed the proposal, pointing to a slew of tourism events taking place across the state. In written testimony, Boston Chamber of Commerce CEO Jim Rooney says the legislation would position Massachusetts as a competitive global destination. Well, the Jimmy Kennedy Memorial 5K Run for ALS will be held Saturday at Pageant Field in Quincy. Registration begins at 8 a.m. and the race steps off at 10 a.m. Games and family activities will take place following the run and the walk. The funds benefit the Angel Fund for ALS research. Harvey Saltwater Fishing Club will hold their fundraiser for their annual Veterans Fishing Expo on Saturday from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Quincy Yacht Club. The event will include food, raffles, and a DJ. The fishing outing is scheduled for July 22nd. You can call 617-842-8399 or email harveysaltwatervets@gmail.com for more information. The Point Webster and Clifford Marshall Schools will hold their Family Fun Run Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. The event begins at Point Webster and ends at Clifford Marshall with a community wellness expo and family activities. A colonial printing demonstration will be held Saturday at the Dorothy Quincy Homestead. Demonstrations will take place from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The homestead is open for tours Thursdays through Saturdays through August 29th from 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. The Quincy Quarry and Granite Workers Museum off of Rashudi Drive will be open Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 4 this weekend. Visit quincyquarrymuseum.org or call 617-472-1322 for more information. Admission is free. The New England Free Jacks will host the Chicago Hounds Sunday at 2 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy for Round 10 of Major League Rugby play. Prior to the match, the Free Jacks will host a youth flag rugby tournament at 9 a.m., followed by a Women in Sports social event at 11 a.m., along with the Boston Banshees of Women's Elite Rugby. The Banshees will play their first ever home match at 6 p.m. The annual Quincy Police Memorial Sunday service will take place this Sunday at 9 a.m. at the Police Memorial at Mount Wollaston Cemetery. Officers will proceed from the courthouse to the cemetery for the ceremony, which will include a roll call of deceased officers from the past 5 years, a wreath laying, a performance of the national anthem, an opening and closing prayers, and the public is invited to attend. Well, today is National Donut Day across America, and to celebrate, there are several ways you can score free food and other deals at donut shops in the Boston area. Dunkin' customers can get a free donut with any beverage purchase. The Salvation Army is continuing its tradition of giving away free donuts on National Donut Day. The Salvation Army says it established National Donut Day in 1938 to honor volunteers who traveled to France during World War II and made hand-fried donuts for American troops in the trenches. 7-Eleven Rewards members can get classic glazed donuts for 50 cents each today. Check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 874 points. The NASDAQ dropped 23 and the S&P rose 30. Shares have fallen in Asia. The dollar fell. The euro was up. Oil at $95 a barrel. In sports, the Orioles beat the Red Sox 8-2 at Fenway yesterday. Sox are in New York against the Yankees for a series that begins at 7:05 tonight. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, partly cloudy and hot, high 91. For tonight, cloudy, a low of 63. Tomorrow, hot and humid with an isolated shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high 94. Sunday, scattered showers, high of 83. And then sunny 73 on Monday. For the boater, waves about a foot. West winds at 5 to 10 knots, become southeast later today. High tide 3:40 p.m. Sunrise at 5:08, sets at 8:16. Traffic note, the Four River Bridge scheduled to open Saturday at 6 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, June 5th.